Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting party, Anna, filled with sibling energy and armed with a cardboard tube.
And I am the other half, the artist formerly known as Gabe, feet Steven, the ulcer, in his remark... Ah, fuck. I was trying to say remarkable return and it fucked. I mean, it was too many words. Anyways, I think
That's
I have an ulcer
lot
again.
Of words. An ulcer again!
Yeah, I had one in undergrad and we named him Steven.
Oh. Well, is this one going to be Steven 2 or...
No, he's just still Steven.
Oh, it's the same one.
I have no idea.
I don't know anything about ulcers. I don't know if, like, if they come back, if it's the same one or...
Yeah, I don't... Listen, I had one and I also don't know that.
What is the science?
I don't... Like,
if anyone is an ulcer doctor...
Do I know anything about an ulcer? No.
If anyone is a doctor... that somehow listens to this podcast for some reason, let us know.
You could be a doctor and also be fun. It's conceivable.
That's true. All of our large audience of doctors out there, let us know.
Yeah, write in, various and sundry doctors.
Yeah, send us an email.
Do you want to play something?
I would love to
play
something.
No, fuck you. I'm going to play something.
Okay, I would love to listen to you play something.
Okay, this was sent in by Soup in Mourning, in parentheses. It's Mourning, it's Innocence. This did it in.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
This is...
If anything is going to make me quit the podcast, this might be it.
This is Carl Weezer WAP featuring Donald Trump by Carl Weezer Vivo.
He has his own Vivo.
I did not listen to it all the way through. I'm telling you this up front.
It's going to be so bad.
I said certified free 7 days a week.
No.
Make that polo game weak.
I hate this.
I gotta go.
Where are you gonna go? It's gonna follow you.
Into the lake.
I'm put speakers in the lake and they're playing this.
No. Think of the fish.
Do you say Jimmy? That's worse.
No.
I don't want this addressed to anyone, thanks.
I'm just like very scared waiting for Donald Trump to show up.
Like same.
I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream, make me scream. No.
Like, why did this even become a meme? Oh my god.
No.
Soup, we're in a fight. Soup, we are in a fight.
I literally have a submission from Soup specifically stating that you two were going to be in a fight. And this is most likely why.
Christ.
Wet ass pussy. Look, I need a hard hitter, I need a deep stroke.
Jesus Christ.
Smoking on a garbage snake, I need a king cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean out.
This is so cursed, I hate it.
Jessica's pretty, he got a beer well, I'm trying to wet it. It's time for me to vacate the premises.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to quit the podcast.
I want you to touch that little dick. By the premises, I mean this life.
Ah, yes.
Goodbye, cruel world.
You run her, I'm a freak bitch. No, I forgot that this was gonna happen again.
I was hoping it was gonna be one of those features where they just show up once. Your favorite line.
No, I was ruined it.
But I like pain if you fuck me and ask who's is it when I read the dick.
I hate this.
Trump. I also hate it. I don't know how anyone could enjoy this.
You know what? I'm sure there's someone who does.
It's almost over.
It's never ending. I like. This is taking years off my life.
It is. Decades, one might say.
I mean, one might. I don't think it's taken decades off my life.
Oh, it is for me.
I'm more powerful than you.
My life expectancy just dropped 30 years.
Woof.
I know. It's that bad.
Thanks,
Soup.
Fucking Soup, I guess.
We are in a fight now.
Yeah, you know what? This podcast has a new nemesis and it's Soup.
Yeah, for that specifically.
Soup nemesis, soup assist, if you will.
I won't.
I'm not giving you an option. Okay.
Okay.
Palate cleanser, what you got?
Well, I have something that it might not be a palate cleanser.
I will use it to cleanse my palate anyway.
Okay. So this was sent in by with vile and vitriol, DJ the Scrambled, ?
Okay.
The question mark is in there. And so this is Metallica Enter Sandman air horn version by Bill Bailey and uploaded by JTPX Metal Promotions.
I hate that.
I'm Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
And I'm here with a band rehearsing the Sonosphere. And just
it's the world's best.
Metallica can't make it for any reason.
It's Bill Bailey.
Who do I know?
He's a comedian and he's also in like British comedy TV shows.
Okay.
But he also does like stand up, yeah. I would just wait for it.
I'm waiting for it, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Love it.
Like, what a useless skill to fucking cultivate.
See? We're ready. 3, 4.
Oh, there they go again.
God damn, like, why?
Oh my god.
Why?
I don't know. But I appreciate the effort that they went to actually make the setup of all the horns instead
like a fucking
of just
air horn
editing it
piano. Awful.
It's so good.
It's fucking atrocious.
Thank you, Bill Bailey, and thank you, DJ the Scrambled, even though you sent it with violin vitriol.
I hate it here. I'm having a bad day, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to Dumb Duckling sent this in.
Okay.
So we all know what we're in store for.
Oh, no.
This is Horses in Your Wi-Fi by Heath the Dragon.
I can maybe imagine what this will be.
It's worse than you're expecting.
Oh, God.
Okay. I think it appears to have been based off a Tumblr post that I have never seen, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I didn't see it. I could have gone longer.
But here we are.
Oh god, TikTok a year ago when it was just this and everything was better. Woof.
Yeah!
No, it's so bad.
This is very funny to me. I love it.
It's so bad. Like, I think it could have been done better. It's just like, this is just happening to me.
It could have been done better, but I'm still having a good time.
Of course you're having a good time, because anything I hate, you love automatically.
Okay, no, listen, we both suffered at that first one.
That's true, but that first one was an exception.
This hurts a little more.
Yeah, because it doesn't line up.
It doesn't go together.
It unapologetically does not line up.
Oh my god, there's so much left.
Like, yeah. It never ends.
Hell yeah.
It's bad. Oh, fuck, that was such a rough transition. Like, the deepest, dankest hell.
Yeah. Also, the fact that there's horses that have been edited to have Miku's hair.
No, that's just what horses look like.
You're right. I'm so silly of me.
I think you haven't seen a horse in a while.
I haven't.
They have to shave the sides of their head so that it looks like a mane because they all just have Miku hair.
Yeah. You say in a while, suggesting that horses have only recently developed this
No, I'm
hair.
Saying you have not seen a horse in a while and you've forgotten what they look like naturally.
Of course, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Horses have always had Miku hair. That's like
a horse staple.
Everybody
I'm
knows
thinking
that.
Take my horse.
Like, I hate this duckling. Hey, duckling, we're also in a fight.
This is
the week that I will personally
something.
Start a blood vendetta with all of our listeners.
I'm surprised that that week has not happened yet.
Yeah, honestly, kind of same.
Oh. I will say,
No! Just like a fucking touch of megalovania at the end.
I was jump scared.
You were jump scared by megalovania?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you
like,
get
you were jump scared by me calling you earlier.
It was really loud and I didn't know my volume was up that high.
Hey, Gabe, I'm going to call you for the podcast. Okay, cool. Calls you. Oh,
shit. That is not actually what happened. If you recall, what happened is I said, hey, call me when you're ready.
And I said, cool, and I called you. And
it jump scared
me.
I'm baby and I need to be coddled, okay?
Yes, I know. Okay, so.
Yes?
Here is what I have for you.
Oh.
This is a prelude to what is going to be a very bad time next episode.
Yeah, get ready for a bad time. Hell yeah, I'm so hype.
This is the, I'm pretty sure this is the original of the Little Lad Dance Berries and Cream. And this was sent in by Styx, you know, like the river.
Nice.
So thank you, Styx. I know that you have so many berries and creams lined up for next week.
I do. I have so many, you guys.
But before that, let's just get a little taste. Let's just dip our toes into the water of berries and cream.
This actually isn't the original.
Is it not?
It's worth. No, the original was a fucking commercial. This was like a thing that... Do you not know that this is a Starburst commercial?
I don't know anything about this, and honestly, I would have liked to keep it that way. Mommy made me do the little odd dance.
Now mommy's gone. Oh my god, wait, hold on. Now I gotta find the commercial for you.
Oh god. Run in place.
Thanks for putting this on the internet, Justin Mothworth.
Clap your hands. Elegant. Justin, why?
Touch your left heel with your right, and your right heel with your left.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Gesture to yourself, berries and cream.
Wee.
I hate it. Goes together. Makes me so uncomfortable.
It looks a little something like this.
Awful.
Yeah, he's doing the dance that he just described.
You look wonderful.
Also, I feel bad because apparently this person is like a serious
I'm a little lad who loves
performer
and go for it.
Movement artist.
You know what? I can tell.
And this is the only thing that people know them from. Easy.
Rip.
Nice and easy.
Kick.
Like atrocious.
Light and breezy.
Delicious. And that's it. Oh, that was it.
Oh. Me laughing, always.
That is what you sound like when you laugh. I do know.
I know. Yeah, no, okay. So it was originally, they had these like berries and cream flavored Starbursts.
Okay.
Here's the actual commercial.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hold oh yeah, on. That was the tutorial how to do the dance, I guess. But
sorry for the loud noises in the background on my end. Things are chaotic.
Oh man.
Anyways, here is this.
You tried these new berries and cream Starburst?
Pardon me. What kind of Starburst did you just say?
Berries.
Berries? Berries and what else?
And cream.
Berries and cream, berries and cream.
Oh,
I'm
no.
A little lad who loves berries
like, yeah,
and cream.
It's just as bad as you expect.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. Oh, I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Starburst, like why?
That was what started this all.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, now we have seen the original.
Yeah, so there you go.
And I'm
and
not excited.
That fun tutorial video. And the whole thing is just god-awful, and we love it, and it's a bad time.
Who at Starburst HQ came up with this idea?
I mean, I think
and
it was
who
like
who else
like,
approved it?
Was it the fucking 90s? Like, hold on. Now I'm doing berries and cream research live on the podcast.
We're getting our berries and cream PhDs.
Commercial date.
We're writing our thesis papers live and on the air.
Okay, 2007. But that's still like a long fucking time ago.
Awful. Commercials were terrible back then.
They were. The culture was different, and by different I mean bad.
Awful. 2007 was a rough year.
I mean, it was.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you want to play something?
Yeah, I do. I want to get out of this berries and cream hellhole that we're in.
Ugh. Berries and cream hellhole is what I call my junk.
Thank you for telling me that.
That's going to be my name next week.
The berries and cream hellhole. Awful. Oh, God. Okay, Gabe, I have a question for you.
No. I'm not actually taking questions at this time. Thank you.
The question is, do you remember
the
21st night of September, which is today?
Yes.
We are recording this on September 21st.
I hate you so much.
So here is September Feels So Numb Without Me, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Linkin Park, and Eminem by Alphorine.
I hate this. I don't want this.
Get ready
to
enjoy.
I don't know what it sounds like, but I'm hating it already.
It sounds good.
Here's the thing. You have the worst taste of anyone I've ever met.
Yep.
So, like, I
and
don't trust
with
you
that
on that.
Bad taste, I say it's good.
Yeah, so, like, not trustworthy. No.
Yeah.
No, like, I already hate it.
I'm dancing.
Of course you're dancing. Like, this is genuinely bad.
I'm having a great time.
Like, it's well done, but it's bad.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm adding this to my playlist of cursed things that I secretly enjoy.
I hate you. Why?
Yeah. Eminem time.
No, it's time for none of this. It's time for me to be released from this hell that I'm living in.
You will never be released.
I hate this.
I'm realizing that I have never seen
the video.
Yeah. Watching this Eminem video, like, what the fuck is this?
You haven't. I cannot believe it was iconic.
Still dancing.
Of course, I'm still suffering. Like, I can't process it. I hate it so much.
I think this is the proper way to celebrate September 21st.
I think you're wrong.
You can go ahead and think I'm wrong.
I do.
Doesn't change the fact that I am right.
I think it does change that in that you are wrong.
Move over, Gabe. It is the Anna's Sexy and Right podcast now.
I refuse to cede my title to you.
Too bad.
You can't take it from me. You're not close enough.
I am on my way to where you live, and
don't
tell me
I
don't know.
I just moved. You don't know where I live.
I have discovered it psychically in my dreams.
You have not. I have been psychically leading you astray. If you follow your dreams, you will find yourself in the middle of a forest preserve, unsure how you got there.
I will find myself in a saw trap that you have prepared for me.
Yes.
This ending is so much.
Like, this whole thing has been so much. I feel like I'm having a stroke.
You are. Surprise.
I hate it.
Somehow, This whole time I've been dancing and somehow I have managed to not activate the squeaky chair of death.
I'm so proud of you.
It's because I'm dancing really smallly.
Smallly.
Yeah. I said what I said.
You did, and I'm critiquing it.
Oh, God. I don't need more art school critique. I'm already art schooled out, please.
You're getting it. Also, to our audience, if you can hear shrieking in the background, don't worry about it. It's just to get you in the mood for spooky season.
Uh-huh. Sammy's doing his job.
There are several shrieking things in the background of my recording. This was sent in by DJ the gender fucker, I guess. Congratulations on your gender fucking. This is the one berries and cream we're getting today.
We've already had two.
Yeah, but this is the one like fucking bespoke one, I guess.
Oh, good.
It is called Ain't No Cream by Dumb DJ. Oh, no,
man.
DJ. Oh, I'm a good person and I don't deserve this shit. I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little berries and cream? No. I knew it was gonna happen, but I wasn't prepared somehow.
You're such a little lad.
I'm gonna hit my head into the wall.
No.
No.
There ain't no cream for the wicked.
No.
Oh. Smack ass. I can't smack ass.
I
wish I could. Oh my god.
DJ, what the fuck?
Of course, I was expecting it.
I'm in such hell.
That really, truly was bespoke.
That was bespoke, and I would like to unbespoke it. Like to gift it to somebody else, please.
Never has anything been so truly crafted for this show.
Thank you, DJ, I guess.
Oh, man. What an icon. It did, right from the beginning, I had, like, the world's strongest flashback to middle school when I listened to Ain't No Rest for the Wicked every day.
Of course you did.
It was certainly a time in my life.
I bet you thought you were a whole badass, too.
Oh, absolutely. I was in gym, and I was walking around the track because I didn't want to run, and I was listening to Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I am the baddest bitch in this gym class.
You know what I found out recently, speaking of gym classes?
Oh, God.
In middle school, when we had to run the mile, they didn't have a track long enough, so we just kind of had to, like, run around the, like, outside of the block that our school was on.
Okay.
And we would report, and it was, I think it was like 4 laps of the mile. We would report to the gym teachers what lap we were on because they weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And I did it. Like I found out recently all my friends lied, but for at least one lap. And I was like, you fucking kidding me?
Oh no, you did it.
I did.
You were truthful and honest? Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. I assumed everyone else was.
Man. I was
always pretty close to the end, but I would, like, walk half of it because I was truthful, but I was also lazy. So I was just like, yeah, everyone just got done faster than me because they ran the whole thing. Like, you stupid slut.
You idiot. We had, the way our, like, elementary and middle school ones were set up was, you know, there weren't that many laps that you had to do. I think it was only, like, 2 or something.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the gym teachers were paying attention and we couldn't lie about it. And I was also more motivated to do well. But once I got into high school, our gym was so small that we had to go around like 17 and a half times.
Jesus.
So nobody was correct about that. Even if you were trying to be right, you were just lost.
We
had to do it in like 2 shifts so that somebody could watch you and write down and, like, tally how many things you had done.
We didn't have to do the mile for realsies in high school because we had to do the fucking pacer.
We had to do both. What the fuck?
But when they made us run a mile just to be, like, do the thing, on the inside gym, I think it was 2 laps. And the outside gym, in, like, the outside field, it was 1.
Oh,
so you couldn't really lie about it. Yeah, I went to a big fucking high school.
My Our high tiny school little gym, 17 had, and a half laps.
My high school, I think, had like three times as many people as my college did. It was wild.
What? That is a giant high school.
Yeah, I went to a big high school.
Incredible. I did not. And I also stopped caring about doing the mile. My fastest mile when I was in like middle school, I got like a 7:40 mile.
Jesus.
I know everything after that was just so slow.
Oh yeah, like in high school they would be like, Jesus Christ, Gabe, did you do like a fucking 17-minute mile? And I was like, yeah, I was walking.
Exactly.
And they were like, were you walking at like a, like power walking? And I was like, no, I was walking at a leisurely pace. And they were like, it's gym class. You're supposed to exert yourself. And I was like, I'm so uninterested. Thank you.
Also, no.
Yeah, I've never, like, apparently exercise gives you endorphins. I've done a lot of exercise
so they
in my
say.
Life. I have never hit the point where it's endorphins. And people kept being like, well, you just got to keep going harder. You got to do more. And it's like, no, no, there comes a point where I think, like, my body is just like, I'm uninterested in producing endorphins for exercise. Thank you. So it's like, okay, what's my reward for doing it? Like the knowledge that
Nothing.
I'm supposed to get fucked.
Oh god, that sucks. Your body's just like, nope, no thank you. No endorphins.
Yeah, my body's like, I will give you nap endorphins instead. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take a nap.
You know what? You win some, you lose some. You walk a mile and you take a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. The life lessons from Gabe and Anna.
There you go. That's a new segment.
Skip the mile, take a nap.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Okay, here's this.
I don't want that. Thanks.
Sorry. I've watched this one like three times. It's so funny.
I hate you so much.
Columbo Star Wars by Gianni Magatrano.
Okay.
Matragon. I can't say that.
Matragrano?
So you're telling
yes.
me you've heard the tale of Darth Plagueis the Wise.
I don't want this.
Now, ain't that something? My nephew, he's a Jedi Padawan.
It's
he
so
tells me
good.
That's a tale the Jedi
I don't,
wouldn't tell you.
I don't think I want this.
Oh, gee, how'd you hear that?
If I could do the Columbo voice,
no offense, honest,
I would be doing this all day, every day.
I would not be friends with you.
I know.
You're telling me a bounty hunter hired another bounty
oh
hunter which
God.
Sent a droid which sent some poisonous worms through a window, you say?
Oh my God.
To assassinate a senator, Jedi Master Sifo Dyas. Now, well, I don't mean to
it's
pry,
kind of
but,
DS,
he
but
died
thank
about
you.
10 years ago. So
get it right,
Columbo. Commission this clone army. All these clones running around, they're all the same. It's tough for me to tell them apart.
Oh my,
my
God.
Wife loves that one. Captain Rex, isn't it? A blaster. Oh, no, sir.
A blaster.
I don't carry a blaster around at all.
I hate this.
I'll be honest, I don't like
it. It's so good.
Uncivilized.
I cursed.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what to do with that. Thank you, cursed.
I'll have to find it for next episode, but there's one where somebody does the voice and it's Columbo talking about gender.
No.
It's so good.
I don't need this, thank you. Okay. Oh, this was sent in by River, who is so very, very sorry.
Oh no. That makes me worried.
Yeah. This is two trucks, but the second and fourth beats are swapped by Autumn Lotus.
Okay. We'll see how much we live through this.
I don't think we will, but thanks for playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this sounds normal.
I mean, like, yes.
Oh, no.
Stroke.
A relief flux.
I'm dying. Two flex.
Two pecs. Oh, it hurts so much.
Yeah. This one especially feels like that one song that Italian guy did of what American, like, English American songs sound like. And it's just gibberish, you know that one?
Yeah. It is.
I feel like sometimes these ones just sound like gibberish, but this one sounds like I feel like I should be recognizing more words.
Yeah. It's like on the edge between recognizable and unrecognizable.
Yeah. Death.
Oh, it hurts.
Trucks.
Trucks. This song is about trucks.
Two of them.
Two of them. It's Two Trucks Tuesday. For once, we're recording on a Tuesday.
I don't... Why does everything have to have a day?
Because it does. It's funner that way.
This verse is unsettling. It's too breathy.
With stucks, too trans.
It's too... me. I am too trans.
Us two, too trans.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Rinky dink.
The skeegles.
That's definitely not a word.
It's not.
My brain was like, wait, is it? I feel like I'm losing my marbles.
I know, me too.
Well, that's like there are people make those pictures of like what it's supposed to be like when you're having a stroke where like you can kind of identify images but like not really.
Yeah, well yeah. It's like a whole clutter mess where you're like, I should be able to identify stuff, but I don't know what any of this is.
Yeah, I hate those, and this feels like that.
Yes, it does. I hate how long I spend staring at those, trying desperately to actually see something.
Well, there's always a couple things that I'm like, I can't identify that. Which I think says something bad about my brain.
I think it does.
Shut up. Your brain is bad too.
Yeah, I know. My brain is bad because I can't recognize things in those images, but yet I try so hard.
Yeah.
I don't just see it and go, oh, it's one of those, and keep scrolling like I should.
There's Sammy.
Oh, hi, Sammy.
Barking as he runs down the hallway.
Poor Sammy.
We moved houses recently. My dog is adjusting.
Yeah. Oh, God. The end is rough.
That was rough. Thanks, fucking, I guess, at River.
At River, no thank you. You just gave us both brain aneurysms.
I have psychic damage from that, and I'm going to have to take a long rest to recover.
I am going to have to take out a lawsuit against you. Sorry about that.
A lawsuit?
It has to be done. Yes.
You don't
say. I'm going to
sue
for psychic damages.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Yes.
Okay. It's not my week for the blessed. If it was, I probably would have tried to pass this off as a blessed.
See, your blessed are getting more and more crazy. The fucking Evangelion one that you were like, no, it's blessed, I promise. Absolutely
are you
not.
Kidding me? That one was so good. That was
no,
genuinely
it was very
music.
Bad, actually. Like, it was well done. It was bad to listen to. And your taste
so
is just
good.
Getting worse the longer we do the show.
That is the only thing that I will genuinely argue for the fact that it is good.
You are incorrect. Write
anyway.
In and tell us, fans.
Yeah, take my side, please.
Don't. It's a slippery
this
slope.
Is
yes.
It is more on the side of cursed. This is Take On For You, sent in by Sopa Spanish Soup.
Oh my god.
And uploaded by Anson Eggers.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm with it so far.
Uh-huh. It takes a bit to get into it.
Like, yeah, because this is just Take On You. Take On Me.
Take On You?
Take On Who? Take. I'm
who
tired.
Are we taking on?
Listen, I just took a lot of psychic damage, okay?
That's fair. We have not had a short or long rest yet.
Exactly. My HP's at like, what, 2? I'm barely alive.
That's not good. Once it gets below 10, you start to glitch.
No. I don't want this.
Yep.
Fuck. No.
It is well done, which is why
it
I
is
was
well
considering
done. It's
it
bad
for...
to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, it lines up, I guess, but, like, at what fucking cost?
At the cost of those last two HP.
I don't want those HP, thank you. I would rather lose them and not have to listen to this.
This is taking them from you. You get both.
Great. Can they take them faster so I don't have to listen to the rest of it?
Are you having a good time?
No, I'm having a bad time. Oh, God. And then Take On Me. So, no.
It's just a little background Take On Me.
I don't want it.
I actually didn't listen to the whole thing, so I don't know how the end is.
I can't imagine it's good. You know why I can't imagine that?
Why?
Because no part of this has been good.
Yeah, not sure about this part.
I'm in hell.
I feel like that's just kind of the place that you are all the time. That's your static being.
Why does my being have to be static? Why can I not be dynamic, you motherfucker?
Are you being dynamic and moving around inside of hell?
Maybe.
Just bouncing
Maybe
around
Maybe I'm
everywhere.
Like a hell jellyfish and I'm just kind of like swooping around.
That would be a good time, I think.
Helly. Oh,
you would be a hellyfish.
I got there first, get fucked.
You did. Damn it. I can't believe I have been dethroned out of the portmanteau world.
You have, I've been having the throne.
Been had been having?
Yeah. Get off my dick.
Okay, alright.
Listen, I have a fucking MFA in creative writing. I think I get to
clearly
say what language is and isn't okay.
That's true. By getting an MFA in writing, you do get to write the new dictionary.
Correct.
That is what every MFA graduate gets to have.
Yeah. It's true.
I will never get there because I'm not going to grad school. I refuse.
I want to get a PhD and make everyone call me doctor.
You know what? You don't even have to do that because I would call you doctor without the PhD.
Yeah, but that's less fun. I want to be able to, like, make people call that, like, walk into a place and they're like, Ms., Mr., and me be like, no, actually, it's doctor. Fuck you and your gender expectations.
Fuck you, it's doctor.
Yeah, like, that sounds dope as fuck.
Now I want a really, like, overly dramatic, shitty doctor TV show where the main character, the main doctor, is non-binary and this situation happens every episode.
I'm writing that show right now as we speak.
Please do. I would love to be on it or even just watch it.
This was sent in by Fate Master.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Take it away from me.
I don't know if it's going to play. It might not play. We might have to play it on YouTube because it's considered vulgar. This okay. is Mr. Brightside, but Everybody's Coming by Deja Vu Master.
All right. I'm assuming there's an NSFW warning on this one.
Yes. Let's try this. Nope.
Nope.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to hand you the link.
Okay. Just and we're reach gonna out go to the screen and hand it to me.
Yep, and we're going to go to the wonderful land of YouTube.
Mm-hmm, my favorite land.
Okay, count you in. You ready?
Hold on.
Bonus dog in the background. Hope you guys like dogs.
Okay. I do. Okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, yes. 1, 2, 3, play.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Brightside, a song that everybody loves.
Ah, yes.
like the fucking worst.
Awful. Oh no.
Hey, actually, I hate this.
Awful.
Baitmaster, we need to have a talk.
Baitmaster, why? It's so cut off and awful.
I mean, because there's just not enough worm there.
You can't? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he can't, and it's killing him, Anna. This
isn't
a joke.
It seems like that's all he's been doing the whole song.
And I think everyone else has been.
He's jealous.
He's at a party, and everybody else is
jealousy.
Coming, and he's not. God, I hate this.
No, awful. Not my alibis.
The way it's like slowed down to make it longer makes it sound like it's a moan too. It just makes the whole thing is repulsive. Thank
Bad,
you, Baitmaster.
Awful. No.
Like, come inside.
Yeah, come inside.
Awful. I gotta go, actually.
Oh god, Deja Vu Master. I am disappointed. And angry at the same time.
Just angry pointed.
Just angry pointed. And I would I would very
why
much
are you,
like
why
to
are you getting
go
mad
back
at this
time.
Bitch and not Baitmaster, who we know.
I'm getting mad at both of them. Baitmaster, how dare you send this to us? And Deja Vu Master, how dare you create it in the first place?
Baitmaster, I trusted you a little bit.
Why? Why would you do that?
God.
Okay. Okay, I have, you know what? I need a palate cleanser, me personally.
Okay, cleanse thine palate.
I will cleanse my palate with a fishing trip.
No.
You know, I've been craving some seafood.
No.
Little fish sandwich, fish sticks maybe. And
You're gonna fucking catch some fish sticks on a boat?
Yeah, I'm gonna catch some fish. I'm gonna catch some fish, and I'm going to go through the whole process of...
while
filleting
on the boat.
Them and breading them. Yep, while on a boat. I did bring my air fryer with me on the boat.
What, is it fucking solar powered?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
actually.
So a solar powered air fryer could probably make you fucking fish whatever.
Yeah, fish sticks.
Sure. In, I'm going to say, like 18 hours? Like fucking...
Uh-huh. We're going to be out here for a long time, so you better strap in.
I'm going to die. Let's go.
This is My Chemical Romance Apple Bottom Jeans, and this was sent in by, it's DJ, but what kind of DJ is it? DJ the Shattered.
You know what, actually? I'm not going on this fishing trip anymore. Goodbye. I'm pushing
off
the boat.
You're coming
and staying on shore. Goodbye.
No. I'll just enjoy my fish sticks by myself.
No, I don't want this. I don't even know if I like fish sticks. I haven't had them since I was a kid.
Oh, they're good.
Aren't you a vegetarian?
I am a vegetarian that cheats with fish only.
So you're an occasional pescatarian?
Yeah.
God, this isn't even a good impression. I could do a better fucking impression than this.
And I think you should.
Maybe I will.
I would
like
love to hear
it. Like, not on the podcast. Maybe I'll fucking record it.
My question is, why did they pick cancer?
I don't know. Like, this is... You have to have a fucking grittier voice for this shit. Where's the grit?
Where's
the grit, I ask you?
Where's the Gerard Way grit?
Like, yeah, why would you do this one?
I don't know. There's so many other songs.
I think I would probably do Teenagers.
Probably. Oh! How dare you? That felt rude.
That is how cancer ends, as we all know. I'm gonna stay. Okay, stay in the boat.
Okay, I never left.
Stay in the boat. I'm still
on
shore.
I do need to row back to shore.
No, I'm throwing this to you from shore. You cannot.
Okay.
You cannot come. This was sent in by Baitmaster. Also, this is Dean Martin. Ain't That a Kick in the Apple Bottom Jeans by William Morris.
Oh, good. I'm gonna row further away from you and never come back.
Good, I don't want to see you again. You did this to me.
Can one guy be? She had apple bottom jeans.
And the blue, like, it's a medium impression.
It's a mediocre. Like,
I would not have thought of this, so points for originality.
It's better than the My Chemical Romance version.
God, everything is better than the My Chemical Romance version.
The Evanescence one is pretty bad.
True. But I still think the Evanescence one was bad, but I feel like it wasn't trying to be good. I feel like the person who did the My Chemical Romance one was like, I can do a solid Gerard Way. Like, that's the vibe it gave off.
Shorty, she went and got really low. Shorty got real low,
man.
Low. Nothing will make me go this crazy spending my dough.
Like,
the flow. Next thing you know,
Shorty, I'm glad you're on the boat and I'm not.
I just want to enjoy my fish sticks.
Enjoy your fish sticks. I would literally rather drown.
Man. Awful. Thank you for that, I guess. I suppose.
Yeah, thanks, Vape Master.
Okay, this was sent in by Red Anansi.
Okay.
And I don't remember how long it is. We may have to stop midway through. Minutes. I don't want to play the whole 7 minutes of this, but this is The Life and Death of Mr. Hill by Luna Kitty 1990.
I don't want this. Thanks.
Ah, my mower won't start. Mind if I borrow yours?
Almost turned over, didn't you?
Yeah, she was teasing me.
You didn't try to start it, Dad.
What is this?
No engine noises.
It's a King of the Hill YTP, I'm pretty sure.
Can I borrow some gas?
Don't waste my gas.
Gas?
Gas.
Ass?
Ass?
Now that I'm...
No.
That was bad. My ass.
I'm in the biggest heck.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking sound
so
effects.
I tapped him on the shoulder and said with a straight face... Lol.
Lol.
Wait a minute, I know that
I hate this.
Damn it, Dale!
I don't know if me knowing anything about King of the Hill would make this funnier or less funny.
Oh my.
I don't know.
God.
I know nothing about King of the Hill.
What does it say?
Nothing.
I don't either.
Boomhauer, can I borrow your mower?
I tell you what, man, I'm going to loan you my...
What is happening? This is also like having a stroke. I'm having a strong.
I got mustard stains on a boardwalk park place, too, man. I'm going to dang a wing out and we're going to...
What is... Help me. My brain.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. This is just how we live now.
Yeah.
I've been castrated, you know.
What is happening?
Harden.
No, it's Dale on a new mower.
I cannot believe that this is about a motorcycle and not a motorcycle, a motor fucking
a lawnmower.
Lawnmower, thank you, Christ. I hate this.
Your brain was so absolutely
this is
murdered.
Scrambling. It's just noises.
It is just noises.
I'm dying.
Okay, I gotta stop. I can't live like this.
No, we shouldn't live like this, and we can't, and we won't.
And I won't, absolutely not.
Christ on a cracker.
Rice on a cracker?
What?
Oh. I had to process what you said. I thought you said rice on a cracker.
No, Christ on a cracker. Oh my God, okay.
So confused and also started thinking about rice, which made me hungry.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No!
This is 1-2 Oatmeal Beautiful Piano Edition by Autistic Yui.
Oh, God. Well, it says Beautiful Piano Edition. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Oh, yeah? Are you enjoying
so
yourself?
Sad. I'm feeling melancholy.
Good. That's what I wanted.
One, two, oh. Damn it.
You thought it was just going to be the piano.
Oh, I did. I was hoping. Very
cute. One, two, a hot male. Copy is
This is beautiful.
It's something. I'm very impressed by Autistic Yui's piano skills.
Everybody is impressed.
Oh, man.
First.
Such a pink guy.
He is such a pink guy. How would you describe Kirby? Would it not be such a pink guy?
You know what? He's just a pink guy.
Yeah, he's just such a pink guy.
He comes Kirby to meet and to project because he's attacked by King Dedede. Meet swings his sword of King Dedede defeat. What a triumph is that?
Wow.
There you go.
Incredible. You fooled me into thinking that it was going to be beautiful and enjoyable.
I know, and I don't know why you I don't know why you trusted A, me, but I also don't know why B, you trusted Autistic Yui.
I should trust neither of you.
Who you've said is your nemesis multiple times.
You are now my nemesis.
I was always your nemesis. Do you got something, Schwart?
The fight that I am in is with you.
Good.
No, I don't have anything that's short enough.
I do.
I have only long, hour-long suffering sessions.
Okay, I'm going to play something else then.
Okay.
This is just becoming the Gabe show. This is Good Riddance, But Every Other Beat Is Missing by Adam Emmond.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to have this song ruined for me.
I feel like I found it... I don't know if I'm remembering wrong. In my brain, I feel like I didn't hate it as much as I wanted it to.
Oh. So messed up.
Yeah.
If the voice wasn't in there, just the guitar sounds a little bit bluegrassy.
Yeah, it does. Like, I probably would unironically listen to this.
This?
I'm not this saying is it's the good. Thing you would unironically I'm not saying it's good. To. I'm saying I would listen to it. That's the difference between you and me. I could be like, this is a pile of trash, but I still would listen to it. And you're like, no, it's good. I'm putting it on a playlist.
Listen, my philosophy is that if I like it, it's good. And that's it.
That's a terrible philosophy to have because you like so many bad things. It's an incredible philosophy.
To me, they are good.
Are they?
It also means I don't have to worry about anybody else's opinions.
You get mine whether or not you're worried about it.
I have it, but I'm also tossing it out the window.
You gotta keep it.
No, nope.
I stapled it to you.
No, absolutely. I'm ripping out the staple. I don't care.
No, it's stapled. With a permanent staple.
A permanent staple?
Yeah.
How does that work? Does it fuse to my skin?
Yeah, it fused to your skin already, and you didn't even notice because you're oblivious.
I'm taking off my skin, and I'm running away.
What a horrible thing to say. this has been your weekly...
Horror
fucking...
show.
This has been your weekly community theater performance of Bad.
Uh-huh.
if you like this podcast and want to send us some cursed shit to play, you can send... us an email at badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you can. And if that is too long to type out, you can find it in the pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is @badcursed. We tweet episode reminders. We tweet things that are too visual for voice. And we just like to go on there and hang out and be stupid. And you can come be stupid with us. It's a good time.
It's true. We are also part of a podcasting network, Common Unity Media. If you want to join, we have a Patreon and a Discord, and there's going to be merch at some point soon. Very good.
It is very good. There's a lot of stuff on there. There's this show. There is my other audio fiction podcast, Glass Letters. There is Roll for Chaos. There is Something to Pod About. There is Minnesota Jones. There is everything under the sun. Not quite, but many things under the sun.
I feel like I have to name my next podcast Everything Under the Sun now.
Yeah, where you just talk about literally everything.
Under the sun.
You can find it at commonunity.media.
Yes.
Gotta get that website link in there.
Yes. And if you cannot financially support us right now, we understand. We are just happy that you're here listening to this piece of shit we put out.
Oh, yes.
Do I say anything else?
I don't think so.
We skipped it's a week been a little and bit. I forgot how to do it. This is, okay, I have the blessed today. It's debatably blessed.
Okay.
No, I think it's pretty blessed. This was all sent right. in by Redanansi. Thank you, Redanansi. You have to go to the link, though, because it's on Tumblr.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on.
It's bring me to life. It's fine. I'll just listen to it. okay. I have been the artist formerly known as Gabe Feet Steven the Ulcer in his miraculous return.
Okay, now we get the full name. Cool.
Shut up.
And I have been Anna, full of sibling energy and armed with a cardboard tube.
And we'll talk at you again in a week.
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So now
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.